Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. You know, it's always exciting to be able to not only share new things with you guys, but also to be able to learn from myself as well. I've been able to do that when I was prepping for this next segment, and that is one of the great things, I think, about doing this show. Today, I'm going to be speaking with Carolyn Park. She's going to be talking to us not only about Cafe Concerto in Los Angeles, but also what it's been like for her to see the way that this family-owned restaurant has been able to set itself apart from other establishments, as well as, of course, to be able to support other causes as well. When I was prepping for this, I watched a great video where I was able to see how they were able to have organizations that were able to come in to talk about the work that they're doing, but also, of course, individuals that were there to hear about these events and to support them were also able to enjoy the great menu that was going on at Cafe Concerto. We'll talk to Carolyn not only about the experience for her, but I noticed even when I was prepping for this that the reviews that have been written about this place really not only talk about the atmosphere, but also the overall experience, and I think that is one of the great things you guys will be taken away from this as well. We're going to have that conversation with Carolyn come up here in just a moment. Before we do that, you might remember yesterday I had Alisa Sharp on our program. She's a recording artist that's been able to not only make people think a little bit, but also to have a good time. One of the songs that we were able to premiere on our program with her was Hands Up. We're actually going to be ending that segment with her a little bit later after my conversation with Carolyn, so make sure you guys stay tuned. As I said, though, Carolyn is joining us today to talk to us not only about Cafe Concerto, but also what it's been like for her to see the way that the restaurant has been able to set itself apart. Carolyn, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Cyrus. Thanks for having me.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. I was just saying that, you know, the great thing about what you guys have been able to do with Cafe Concerto has been not only been able to provide a great atmosphere and great food, but also to be able to support great causes, too. I noticed one of the videos that was online was an organization that was there to not only, of course, share the work that they were doing, but also, of course, people were able to enjoy your great food, too. I mean, what has it been like for you to not only become a conversation piece, Carolyn, with the restaurant, but also to see the way that people are excited to be able to support you?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, I have to say, just on a daily basis, I definitely feel a difference in terms of the restaurant not just being a place where people come to eat, but a place where people come to actually share in the ambiance. So, for example, like next week, we have an event with a women's organization called Sister Optimist.
Right.
And they sought us out because they were looking for kind of a comfortable space where they could bring in their ladies and they could kind of share in this special celebration together for their one-year anniversary. So it's things like that and signs like that where people are actually seeking us out for special events.
Right.
That make me feel like that we've achieved something more than just providing food and a place to visit.
Yeah. And, you know, I mentioned reviews. I mean, on this program, I'm normally, when I'm talking about reviews, Carolyn, I'm talking about books or music that I'm able to review. But, you know, it's very, I mean, unusual, and I think you would probably agree with me, that normally people who write reviews, they're writing because they've had a bad experience or they feel like they want to use that platform to be able to do it. I mean, you guys have hundreds of reviews, hundreds. Where people are talking about how great the food is, how great the atmosphere is, and and how they're telling their friends about it, and even suggesting things for people to try. I mean, that has to make you feel good, right? That people are not only want to enjoy it themselves, but also spread the word.
Totally, and I think we're just really lucky in that the people who have stopped by have been super supportive. I mean, I can't say that I've come across really it's not always that I come across really positive reviews on Yelp, but the fact that we have so many, I think, is either a testament to the fact that people have great friends and they listen to their friends' advice and it's word of mouth, or just that there's just a positive vibe in Koreatown in general. And I can't say that is common, and I feel really lucky that we're in that position.
Exactly, and it is one of those great things. So, you know, as far as the experience with Cafe Concerto, and I think, you know, again, it was funny because I was telling one of my friends, you know, about it. I mean, it is something that, I mean, even the name, I mean, is something that really, I think, speaks to something larger than a particular place. Has that been kind of one of the things for you that you think also sets the restaurant apart? That, I mean, it just the name itself is a conversation for piece for people to wonder, you know, what it is and what they can experience there.
Totally. I mean, it's funny you bring up the name because it's actually been something that I at first struggled with in explaining to people what exactly the restaurant concept is. Mm-hmm. So Cafe Concerto is inspired by Lion Kim, my stepdad, his travels and his kind of passion for aesthetics and for music and for style. So
yeah.
The restaurant literally is a concert of flavors, of culture, of experiences. It kind of brings things together in that very literal way, in the way that music kind of brings things together.
But if
I were to try to explain to somebody, you know, when they ask me, oh, so what kind of restaurant do you work at? I have to start off by saying, well, it's Italian, and they see my face, and they're like, well, but you guys are Italian. How are you guys running an Italian restaurant? And
yeah.
Then I have to explain, well, it's Italian, but inspired also by Spanish cuisine, also by Japanese, you know, fusion, and Korean palate. It's just so diverse. And I think the name itself, it just kind of crystallizes all of that. So I'm really glad you brought that out. And
yeah.
Great observation.
You know, I'm glad that you brought up the musical aspect because the arts, I think, are really on display in the way that even the food is displayed. Again, I go to a video that I was watching when I was prepping for this. Carolyn, and, you know, they were the woman who was actually doing the video, she was talking about the events that she was there to support, but also, of course, telling people about it. I think she was having a squid pizza, but also she was showing us the macaroons and the way that they were laid out with the colors and everything. I mean, it looked like a masterpiece. Is that also part of the attraction that, you guys have it so that it almost looks like art?
Well, I know Lion is very involved with every single detail of the restaurant and the way it's presented and the way it looks. So the little things like the macaroons, if you notice, the right above the dessert display are these lights that he had installed with, it's a piece of plywood that he kind of drilled circular holes into, and the kind of the inside of that plywood is painted in the same colors as the macaroon. So it's things like that where if you didn't take the time to notice, you know, or if you just kind of happened to look up, you would make that connection right away. Or like the stairway walking up to the second floor is made to look like keyboards, like piano keys. And actually, even before I started working at the restaurant at administrative capacity, he had invited me to kind of make a mural of the neighborhood and of just the vibe of Koreatown. So when you walk in and you go kind of to the left of the dessert display, there's a big mural that my friend and I had worked on before the restaurant had opened, and that we spent kind of months just walking through the neighborhood and just capturing the characters. The neighborhood, like, for example, there's this guy who everybody knows if you look at him. He wears, like, a plaid shirt and these, like, cuffed, like, khaki pants that are always really creased. And he carries with him, like, dried seaweed, and he basically sells seaweed just walking around town. And everybody just kind of, you know, thinks of him in this really endearing way. So we call him Mr. Kim, because Kim in Korean is seaweed. So he's in there. And we have just, like, the neighborhood characters. We have all the skater kids that, you know, ride on Wilshire right in front of, you know, Radio Korea. We have you know, all of my family members are somehow inserted in there. So it's little things like that I was so grateful that he gave us the opportunity to kind of insert our little quirk into.
Right.
And he finds a way to do that with every single design theme of the restaurant. So it's totally spot on for you to recognize that there's an element of more than just creating an environment. It's the experience of that environment.
Exactly. And I think that, again, is the thing, and that's what makes it a draw. I want to say again, for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Excited to welcome to our program today Carolyn Park. We are talking to her not only about, of course, the, what has really set Cafe Concerto apart, but also what it's been like for her to be a part of it and to see the way that other people respond to it. I want to talk about the after effect. I normally talk to a recording artist or an author about, you know, how does it feel for you when someone listens to something you've done and, you know, and are able to get something from it, or, you know, they finish a book. When you hear from people that they have, you know, we mentioned their reviews earlier, Carolyn, when you hear from someone as they're leaving what the experience did, or you see the smile, how does that make you feel about not only what you all are doing with the restaurant, but also what you're doing and giving them a little piece of happiness with every meal?
Well, I mean, when you put it that way, it just sounds like I just feel very happy to be doing this work.
Yeah.
Because it's really important to remember that like we're lucky in that we get to be in the hospitality industry, where basically our priority is to make people happy, and in turn that makes us happy. Because how, you know, you can't really be upset by seeing somebody smile or say something tastes great or that they enjoyed their experience. But more than that, I can't take all the credit for that. I think more than anything, I'm just really proud of what my parents have done and,
right,
you know, what my family has done, and becoming a fixture in the neighborhood, because I grew up in L.A. and I grew up in this neighborhood my whole life. And to be at the point now where people actually recognize the restaurant by name makes me really, really proud of my family and everything that they're doing.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about the family aspect, and I think that's an important part of this to remember. I think for a couple of reasons, Carolyn. For one, because you have an invested interest, of course, in it doing well. But also the other thing is what it represents. When people think of family, you think of the closeness, you think of the togetherness, you think about the intimacy. Is it also part of your hope that people get that without it even being, you know, outwardly expressed, but they get it just from the whole experience that they have?
You know, that's funny you bring it out, because, you know, it's not just the fact that we all work at the restaurant, but, and, you know, I love my family, so what I'm about to say, you know, I hope this does not, you know, reflect on me negatively, but the
sure
thing about family is that no matter what happens, whether you like them, whether you hate them, whether you love them, whether you're, like, iffy about them, they're going to be there, and part of being
yeah
a family is making it work. And I think that's just a great example to, and a great lesson to take through life. Like, not, things may not always be perfect, and things may kind of take a while to gel together and settle into a situation that makes it perfect for you. But part of the struggle and part of what defines character is how you make that structure work and how you make things come together. And so a lot of the food is that way. At first, it seems kind of random, and I think that happens in a family. You have all these different characters in a family, and you're like, how are they all related?
Right.
But it all comes together in this really organic and natural way, and there's like a thread that connects everything that's very subtle, and I think that's really the part that feels most like family to me about
mm-hmm
the restaurant, more than the fact that, you know, physically we are all, or like biologically we are all related, and that we are all there at the same place.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's totally true what you're saying. Family is a very important part of our business and of the way that we run.
You know, when you were talking just then, Carolyn, what the other thing I thought about was, you know, it's almost, and I'm glad that you referred to it, you know, as the hospitality. I mean, because, I mean, that, I think that is really it. You guys are in the people business. As someone who works in a, you know, in the hotel, or, you know, anyone in that where you're of service to people. And the funny thing is, unfortunately, a great experience should not be, you know, the exception to the rule. But we live in a world today where things are so chaotic and people don't get that respect. I think it's great that, you know, here you have something like with Cafe Concerto, where you have that respect being given to you as not only the consumer, but also in the experience. Because, you know, I'm curious, though, do you think that also helps you and not looking at it so much as a competition? I mean, do you see that, especially with your role, that it really is just about bringing your best and knowing that is really all you can do, being able to bring your best to the experience that's happening at the restaurant?
Totally. I mean, I have to say, just in all aspects of life, and I think I kind of fit this from my mother and seeing her thrive as an individual and as a businesswoman, but there's always going to be people out there and businesses out there that are doing much more amazing things than you are. And rather than being intimidated by that, I try to find more inspiration in those things, but I think I've never really been a competitive person, and neither has my mom. She just kind of has this inertia to do something, and she kind of tunes everybody out to the point where sometimes I wonder, like, does she know what's going on? Is she looking around her? In this, like, kind of very naive approach that is actually so smart, because it kind of allows her to just really focus on what's true to her. And I think that's what makes her successful. Rather than her comparing herself to other people or to kind of always be up on trends, she literally just filters through things that feel good to her. And it's taken her so far. And to see her to kind of grow into this businesswoman has made me kind of want to take that same approach, because there's always going to be amazing things in the world. And I think that's just what should drive us forward.
Right, and I think that is a great thing for sure. Again, everyone, Carolyn has been with us today, talking with us not only about Cafe Concerto, but also what it's been like for her to see the way that this family-owned restaurant has been able to set itself apart, as well as, of course, provide a great dining experience along the way. Now, I think, you know, the other thing is that you've been able to do, because, as I said, even in prepping for this, I was on social media. I know you guys have been using that platform. Do you see the Internet, especially Facebook and Twitter, Carolyn, as ways of being able to bring the restaurant to people around the world and to make that introduction to them that way?
Totally, totally. And, you know, it's so crazy now how, effective Instagram is. I am just shocked by the number of people that post about food, about lifestyle, kind of even, like, merch, like, clothing companies and merchants that are able to advertise and even use Instagram as a commercial platform. I'm so amazed. And I grew up with social media kind of being right at the forefront. So it's something that's very familiar to me, but at the same time, just to see how the business can operate through social media is actually very different. You know, it's one thing to be kind of following your friends on Instagram and just tagging things that are funny or you know, that attract you, but it's another to think about it from the business end. And I have seen a huge impact for how Facebook, even Twitter, Instagram can just how much traffic it can bring in. I never expected that.
Yeah, it is one of the great things. Again, another great example of the Internet being used in a responsible way, in a way that's, you know, really, really they're doing a great thing. So, Carolyn, we mentioned that. So let our listeners know how they can find out more information about the restaurant.
Yeah, well, our website is www.cafeconcertousa.com, and our Facebook is Cafe Concerto LA, and that's CAFFECONCERTO. And our Instagram is Cafe Concerto Los Angeles. So any of those avenues, you can add us, follow us, like us, all of the things that you can do, poke us. I think there's Twitter also is Cafe Concerto LA. And if that's all mumbo jumbo, then our website is really the best place to go.
Exactly. Right. And then there's always trusty Google. So as I was able to find somebody
else. Yeah. If all else fails, is really, Google has saved my life in so many ways. So Google it is.
All right. Well, Carolyn, thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it. I enjoyed the conversation. And looking forward to when I come to the West Coast later on this year, looking forward to
stopping
by the restaurant.
Most definitely. We look forward to having you. And thank you so much for your time and for taking the time to speak to me.
Hey, glad to do it. Glad to do it. Definitely want to thank our good friend Zach Tepperman for setting up the conversation with us today. And thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great conversation here on Conversations Live. Now, if you came in late and you missed part of the show, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends. You all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available on our social media sites at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. And I should mention, we've already tagged the Cafe Concerto there, so you guys can easily find them on both of our pages. As I said, to wrap up this segment, for many of you who were really enjoyed the single that we played yesterday by Alisa Sharp, here is that single, Hey, A Hands Up, to wrap us up for this segment. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.
Hey,
now we put our hands up, put our hands up, put our hands up, raise them up higher and higher, higher and higher. Put our hands up, put our hands up, put our hands up. We're dancing and twirling and jumping like we on fire.
A little spark inside you, I could see. Let go of your insecurity and let me set you free. Trust in my trust, put your hand in my hand. I'll take you places where you never been. I'll show you people you ain't seen before. Come with me and we'll explore. This busy street. Hop on my pirate ship into the middle of the sea, where islands await and the music is free. Clear, bright blue skies and the sun is shining. The beaches are golden, our love is open. We're taking each moment to lift and then flee.
Now we put our hands up.
Na na na, ay, 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 ay. I want you to trust in my trust. Put your hand in my hand. The beaches are golden, our love is open. We're taking each moment and live carelessly.
Na na na, hey, na na na.